test it.
Nine more tapes to go, Phil.
No, two.
Two
after this one.
I thought they just did sides. One side, two side, three side, four side. Like that. I didn't know if it was...
Oh, took four sides after this.
Does it just have one side to each tape?
No, two.
I thought they only had two, you see.
Right.
Now then, let's see, where are we up to? What's the matter with you?
I found a rolling in
the room. No, not a fall over, I fell over.
Fell over the living room.
You fell over the living room? Oh dear.
Over the living room floor.
You fell over my living room floor. Let me have a look at you. Did I get you washed? Who did I wash? I must have. I've taken your apron off. You're drinking out of your mug the wrong way around. Bryony, did I get you washed? Let me have a look.
Did me wash?
I don't think I did. Let's have a look at your face. Nadia, come and get washed. Come and get washed, clever girl. Why are you drinking that? Oh, look, you've spilt milk. Shall I tell you something? I think I'd be glad when you go home today. Do you know that? Keep still. Careful. Right, Bryony, there's just you to wash. When I find something to wash you with, where's it not here? You are very, very good. Come out of that cupboard, please. Oh, your brothers are being baddies today, aren't they? Where are you going, Richard? Yes, you are, but you haven't got your hands washed, love. And the other hand. The other hand. Don't squawk. You sound like a squeaky, squawky parrot. What? Yes, I'm taking your apron off. Right. Right, this one. Now where's they gone? What are you doing?
I'm going up from here because they all come up for...
I know Richard simply uses it as an excuse to get in the bedrooms.
And I said the bedroom...
To try and switch on the cassette player in the bedroom.
Well, needs a wait because he's already doing it.
Yes.
I want my shoes off.
You don't want your shoes... Down the stairs, please. There's no toilets up those stairs. Down you come, Richard. He does, he likes to get in the bedroom and he fiddles on with the cassette player if he gets a chance.
Teddy PM. What was that?
What's Richard doing?
He's in a...
Come out of the bathroom, you two.
Come out of the bathroom.
Look, down the stairs, please. Down the stairs, please. You need a wee, right. You come out of that bath and down the stairs. Come on, your mummy's coming in a minute. And Daddy. Come on, let's have... Oh, who's that coming in the gate? Did I hear it? No. Come on, Pat. Where are we? What's that? Oh, it's just a wooden train.
It's a mirror.
Well, you don't need the train while you're on the toilet, do you?
I
don't
know.
I just see Richard right
over the door to the piano when he was going like that.
Oh, I know, he can though.
Can't get it.
He can actually.
I need it
opening. What?
And my pants up.
You want your pants up? You haven't washed your hands yet?
Not on my hands.
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. You mean, you're supposed to say, oh, no, I don't. And I say, oh, yes, you do. And then you say, oh, no, I don't, like Richard does. Yes, when you get a bit bigger, we'll have to take you to a pantomime and then you'll be able to say that. Right, shake.
Who's that?
Oh, it's just the boys playing in the lobby. I think that... Wait a minute! You're not going with wet hands. Perhaps they're going back in the spaceship.
You're not going back in the spaceship.
Right, off you go.
You're not.
What about this train? Do you want it? Who's pulled all this dirty washing out the basket? No, not in there. Not in there. Let's not have every room in the house turned into a tip. Oh, one coat missing.
Oh, it's there.
Is that Jim back? Thought I heard Jim's voice. Wasn't. I wonder what time he's coming back for his dinner then. Bryony, let me put your shoe on. Can I have your shoe? What are you in or you for?
You're sitting down.
I know you're all sitting down. What are you in? This was their spaceship this morning. They had the plastic covers off the pram over them for space suits, didn't you? You were spacemen. They were going to the moon, weren't you? Oh, that's a nice cuddle. Wait a minute, you're falling over me.
Sally, there's a gold window.
What on the television? What was on the television? A spaceman. Do you mean? Just be careful if you don't trap your fingers in this door, you two. You've done it before, and your arms.
Let's do it again. Hi.
What are you going to do again?
We open the door and they say boo, and we want to.
Oh, we're
let's say boo.
Let's
say boo. You want to say boo as well? Are you all going out and leaving me in here?
Lift me up.
Don't stop slamming the door so hard. Boo! That's just what I need as well. Just what I need, all your filthy fingers and mouth marks all over the glass top of the door. I can see you from here. You've got funny striped faces through this glass. Ha ha ha. I can see you. I can see Richard through the keyhole. I can see you through the keyhole, Richard. Whose is that eye? Oh, I could see you through the keyhole. Boo.
Let's say boo to Richard.
Listen, who I can hear. Listen. Who's that? What can you hear?
I can hear Mummy and Daddy.
I can hear Mummy's voice. Are you not going to see her?
No.
She's not that way. She's that way.
Well,
why aren't you coming to see him? Come and say hello to your mummy. Come on, say hello to Mum. Go and give her a kiss. Come on, kisses for your mum. Go and give her a big cuddle. She's been at work all day. Come out of the car, Bob. James has been a James today. I could have throttled them after dinner. The fought over everything they could think of to fight over. They were really niggling. Well, James was. I thought maybe he was getting the same as Richard and Bryony had had. But he's cheered up.
You've cheered up, have you? You've been a monster today.
No, I'm going to school.
You have been James Monster.
Have you been a Jimmy Monster?
Yes, we had a carry on at dinner time. He would not stop slapping Richard across the face.
I don't like the sound of that.
So I made him swap places with Bryony, and of course he wasn't sitting there. He was going to sit in his own seat. I said, you can't, because you keep hitting Richard in the face for nothing. You won't let him eat his dinner. So Richard's crying because he'd been hitting him in the face. He's howling and wailing because I wouldn't let him go back in the same chair. So he ate his tea later, and then he said to me, I'm not going to hit him anymore. He didn't at tea time, did you? Then they just had the bikes and cars to fight over. Oh, we've been like this all. Amy and Richard tried to tidy it up. Well, I tried to tidy it up before we went to school, and they were flinging it all out again, and there just wasn't time. So I shall do it when they've gone home, and then at least I'll know that it won't be being undone.
Oh, you're going to
tomorrow. I've just put it back on her. Oh, Richard, James said, can I have the hairbrush out? I said, as long as you don't go near your sister. I didn't want to hear her running around the hair room screaming, not having my hair comb, not.
Have you got pretty hair now?
And he's chasing her with a brush and saying, come here, you're an absolute mess, he said to her. Not today, this was a week or two back. She's got screaming, not get my hair done, he said. Come here, you're an absolute mess.
Well, that's Anne's train, sweetheart. That's not our train.
She can take it with her.
Do you want to borrow it?
You borrow it.
Ask Anne if you can borrow it.
Yeah. Borrow the train. Yes, you can borrow the train.
Right. Let's get your shoe on.
Where's she put her shoe? Is it near the front door? Because I've just put it back on her.
When she came in,
it's down here. It's a wooden train. It's a wooden one. It's made of wood, that train. Yes, you're taking it home with you.
And aren't you a good girl having your hair cut? We're still going on about it.
Oh, we've been telling her how pretty she is with her hair cut. Major operation. Martin, put the television off, please. Martin. Thank you.
How old's your granddaughter now, Hazel?
9.
Yes.
Oh, here's Jim back.
Martin, don't stand on the jigsaws, please.
Where are your shoes, Martin?
Happy birthday for tomorrow, if I don't see you.
He finishes at 1:45 tomorrow, I think.
Get your shoes on, please, Mark.
Where are these cursed children? Are they going home?
There's kind of mystery here. It wasn't there. And
mystery and we still can't
What? The 1 hour recording for you, I gave it to you, Nanny.
There you are.
I'm sure it's a home
one. Now there's another one at
Well, I don't know about that one, then.
Well, there were two episodes on the one Bucky O'Hare video, as I understood.
Oh, is that it?
No.
I didn't know Jim had recorded one for him. I knew I recorded one for him. And I didn't know it. Jim had recorded one. Well, we definitely... I definitely only recorded one. What's Bryony dear? What are you saying? Where's your other one? You had two ducks when you... Oh, there's one down there, look, near Hazel's feet. And I think the other one must be in the car. We haven't got another video.
Well, you said you had, and I remember you had.
You probably looked it off now.
I recorded one, and he took it home. And if Jim had recorded another episode on it, I don't remember him doing it. Because you took the recording home after...
Sally was wanting... Oh, somebody wanted the other programme. I put the tape in and recorded it to Sally. Thank you. And I gave it to Dorothy.
Yeah, but there was another one.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Well, that would make three, and we definitely have not recorded three because there were only two episodes to go when you were upset because you were going to miss it. And I recorded it, and I sent it home with you. I didn't know Jim had sent another one, had recorded another one.
Oh, that's a lovely love.
Well, I don't know where it is because I didn't record it.
You watched it on the Friday, didn't you, or the Thursday?
Ooh, you like smoked tarts.
Where's the car box gone?
Are you going to take your mum?
Is your mum waiting to put you in the car, Richard?
Come on.
Can anybody see the car box?
Find it.
It was beside me.
If you do find it, I'm
going to. There's one of them tipped it over.
Oh, it's here. If I find it, I'll keep it. But I don't know of any other recording.
Well, it was to go on that one.
It's just Richard. He likes to ring the doorbell. Okay. If it was someone else, they're hardly likely to ring the doorbell with Jim standing beside the front door, are they? Get your shoes on, Martin, please. Your mum's waiting to go home. Are they here? That's rubbish. Puzzles forever.
Oh, spats.
Have you got your shoes on, Martin? Right, get your coat. It's under Sally's look. Put your coat on, good lad. Oh, the wheels are off the tractor. I wonder where it is and if I can mend it. What's this in my hand? Put that in there. Martin, have you got any books? Or oh, he's not here.
He's walking straight through.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Ready, Lou?
Yep.
Has, Did Martin have any... Martin, did you have any books or anything?
Ta-ra, Sally, with you? Ta-ra.
Okay. What's he doing?
Keep undoing the bell.
Who's that?
Stop it. Look, don't do that.
You'll fall out. You've
Richard?
Got to stay fastened in the car.
No, I'm afraid I'm going to have to smack your fingers if you do that. Okay. I don't really know what else I can do. It's about eight times to take himself out.
It's
no.
dangerous.
No.
Good girl. 19 out of 25.
What was that for?
Merit mark for science.
Oh, very good. You didn't tell me that.
What about the historical buildings in Northumberland?
Yes, that's to come yet. What about your prayer?
haven't got that mail mark yet.
Oh, right. Anne, would you be able to have Sally for me on the 1st of May? It's a Friday.
Expect so.
Before the, because it's a baker day.
Oh,
before the
yes.
Monday, May holiday.
Yes.
I was originally going to take it off, but I've changed my holidays. I'm taking my full 3 weeks in the summer. So, I've changed it.
I'm now late on Easter Monday, so I'm sorry I won't be there with your oranges, Dorothy.
Oh, right. Right, I'm off, because I'm at the careers night tonight.
Well, you weren't going to be anyway, because you were... Oh, it's on tonight, is it?
Yeah, instead of last week.
That's right. It was, I know it was cancelled because of the weather. Yeah. There now. Are you all calmed down?
Bye
everyone! Blow me a kiss.
Blow a kiss!
Blow me a kiss! See you tomorrow! Say see you tomorrow! Yes, clever girl, bye! I must sit down for 2 minutes, Jim.
I'll sit down for three minutes.
I need to sit down for 3 minutes or my back will snap in two. Oh, thanks, Hazel. Now, where's that?
Consider how expensive those houses are in Rectory Park and Rectory Dean. The roads are just shocking streets.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Well, are they not private roads? The unadopted roads, aren't they? Where does this go? I'll put them away later. They go in the cupboard under the stairs. Where does this go?
I was a late. I changed to an area and back to a late now.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to go if you'd been...
If I'd been in earlier, I might have got some...
Oh, I see. Some of these puzzles, Jim, must have fallen down behind the fermenting bin. I just can't get close enough to see. Some of these things as well, they've been pinching back from upstairs. Toys they played with when they were smaller. And they don't play with them now. And I put them upstairs out the way and they keep going and finding them and bringing them down. That was upstairs. They don't seem to play with that much now. So have you got all these things delivered now?
Yes.
How many? Where? Which area?
All the way back.
Yeah. Where's that shape go?
So, yeah, the children go to school to sing. Easter bonnets and Easter hats.
Oh, where's the...
Yes,
Matthew. Oh, no, he wouldn't. I can't remember how old he is.
Well, the oldest one...
Ouch. you at a meeting tonight?
Yes, it's 7:30.
Oh, Billy.
Do you want me to go up and get you?
Yes, please. Isn't it?
When they all go.
Oh, there's a piece of... I should imagine there's bits of puzzles under the chairs anyway. Sure to be.
He didn't know
what was going on.
Peter trying to get a ticket to go. He'd been watching.
Jim says, no, Pat asked him if he would like to go. He said, you know, Jim, if you want to go down to Wembley, get yourself away. If you can get yourself a ticket, he probably thinks he could get one through Alcan. But he says, no, I've been once. So the second time they tell me isn't as good as the first time you go. But it's your team.
Yes.
Differently, because it wasn't Sunderland that he went to see when he got the ticket the last time. I can't remember who he said it was. But sometimes I've always fancied going.
So you get yourself down there then.
Sunderland were there.
Hmm.
I wouldn't have been fond about any of it. Because you see it better on the screen.
Yes. Yes, you do.
But you lose out a little bit on the atmosphere.
Yes.
Unless you can create your own.
Well, that's it. I mean, you should have all your friends and neighbours in and have a party.
The last time when Sunderland got to the final in 73, there were five of us in my house. And I'd made red and white rosettes for I was sitting watching the match, and when they scored the goal, my slippers went up. And Jim, Bill grabbed the camera that was on the mantelpiece, and he got a shot, not of me, but he got a shot of Pat and a friend and Brian. And it's something I'll never forget. I think if Jim got a ticket, if he got two tickets, and he said, you know, do you want to go? I would go like the shot. But I certainly wouldn't go without somebody else. But I'll have to get rid of my girlfriend again.
Well, you work on Jim. I mean, Pat said he can go, so tell him to get two tickets and he'll go with him. I don't know if...
I can quickly get a Sunderland scarf, believe me. There's a shop in Guidepost sells them.
Well, our Nick used to have the red and white scarf and hat and everything. He had a tie. There's drawers full of stuff upstairs belonging to him. I don't know if there's anything in there.
You remember when we used to go, Jim?
And knit him red and white striped gloves.
Red for red with a white tassel on it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, apart from anything else, they always, they were prepared to give me free tickets for the trip to get the children from the hospital and put us in the main stand and seats in Newcastle. We'd never do
yes,
that.
Yes, I know. You took them.
Never, yeah. I mean, Newcastle, we went to Newcastle and the show was round the ground when there was no match on. We saw the trophies in the director's box and various places like that. But they wouldn't let us in. If we wanted to go to the match, we'd have to pay. Sunderland gave us free tickets, complimentary tickets, not free tickets, complimentary tickets in the seats in the grandstand. And which were not cheap seats. And we went round, you know, that the training place at Washington. Went round there, and showed us all the yes. Yes, because
when they opened the ground up one summer a few years ago, the building still alive, and we could go and visit, go into the ground and go and have a look round. And it was open to the general public, and he took me down.
It was a place tunnel where they come out and all around there.
We went in from the
when
Roker
there was a match
end.
On.
Oh, we went in from the Roker end and down the pitch and in through the players tunnel and we saw the physio room and the changing room, the bath. I felt quite emotional because I've not been to Roker Park to see a match for a long time, and I mean we're living up here, I just felt quite emotional when I got in and saw that the lovely picture.
Oh, it's
immaculate,
isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it was delicious. It was in the summer before the season.
Jim, will you go and what time does the off licence shut? The Victoria Wine. It's where I get my cigarettes from, the Victoria Wine Shop. No, what he was talking about, taxation,
right.
And that they would be worse off because he said even staff nurses are getting more than £20,000 a year.
So I don't know where
which, of course, charge nurses aren't getting anywhere near £20,000 a year. And only a few nursing officers.
Well, nursing officers, you have to get into that bracket to get £20,000
yes.
a year.
Yes.
So I rang up Tyne Tees Television last night in the programme and objected to this.
And of course he had the nurse's pay scale in the other hand while he was ringing them. Where's my purse?
And they would make an announcement, but no announcement was made. There was no announcement made at the end of the programme, so, and they never got back to me, so I rang this morning, first thing. And last night they didn't ask for my name and address, but this morning they did. They got my name and address, my telephone number, at work, and at home. So, but I didn't think, so I told the union about the right in and complain about it too.
There you are.
Thanks.
And,
but what? I mean, we've got Gina Tiller, who was sitting in the audience, who is a nurse, and would have known. And she would have been trying to get in and saying, this is not true, because she did get a problem. But she did ask a question. She was the first question that was asked. The one about...
Yes, but that's all very well, but
it's too late then. That's what Angie said, you know, they make this and it's too late. You can't undo the...
That's right. So there's half the country thinking staff nurses are earning well over 20,000, are earning over 20,000. Your Pat said to me on Sunday while I was talking to her, she said, when she was saying, oh, well, she doesn't know whether to vote Tory because She's done quite well under them, as Jim said, in 6 months' time. If he's redundant, she won't be feeling the same. But she said,
It was Will Owen in the Labour government that brought our can there.
I said, have you spoken to a nurse recently? You know, how demoralised they are and the state of the hospitals and things. And she said, oh, well, nurses they've always complained that they're hard up and the rest of it. So talk some sense into her, will you? Just point out that they might be redundant and...
Well, if the Tories win, I mean, the privatisation will really go to town. I mean, even the trust, the ambulance men in Northumberland, because it's a trust, and they're paid by the trust.
That was another thing he said, wasn't it? That they privatised ambulance service. They're now the highest paid in the country. And Jim's got their pay scale, they're being paid less than the NHS ones.
I mean, just across the, if they go down to Durham, which is an NHS ambulance service.
Paid in the country, and that's, you know, anybody listening to that on the television would think, oh yes, that's true.
You know, it comes over there, then you
once it's stuck in their head, then it's like reading things in the newspapers.
If you
manage to get to Victoria Wine in time, get me 20. No, get me 40. What do they call them? Elite, please. If you've got to go at the co-op, just get me 20 of whatever's there is.
40 elite.
If you get to the Victoria Wine in time. I don't know if he will. I don't know if it shuts at 5 o'clock or what they do. Or if evening staff come on. I've never tried to go after 5 o'clock.
Mind you, Anne, that's the first time I've had thinking about a Tory vote.
No, she wasn't thinking. Well, she wasn't exactly thinking about a Tory vote. She said, "Well, I don't know what to do." She said, "I haven't read. You know, she hadn't read the election. She hadn't had time to read the election addresses, and she's not really interested in it, actually. So she hasn't watched it on the television." And I said, "Oh, Pat, you don't want a Tory government in her again, do you?" And she said, well, I don't know. She said, you know, we've done all right under them. What does she think's happening to education? What does she think is happening to the hospitals?
I don't think, probably she hasn't really thought that she'd be more concerned with her own self, but she's, I don't know, I'll have to have a talk.
Put your daughter straight.
I often thought, I would never vote Tory. I mean, I've been better off in some ways in that I was able to buy my council house. But that, as far as I can make out, is the only thing that I benefit by, you know, with them being in.
The unemployed certainly haven't been better off.
The
young people leaving school haven't been better off.
The number of people who are being put out of work.
Yeah.
And it's not just every week or every month, it's every day when you hear of jobs being cut.
That's right.
It's a
And isn't it 150 small businesses go bust every year? I mean, keep saying we've given all these opportunities to all these small businessmen. There's 150.
She's tried to get started doing her own business. Spoke to her the other day. And Pat spoke to her on Sunday, she got more out of her than I did. But she's not got any work.
Paul next door left school, you know, all he wanted to be was a mechanic. It's all he's ever been. He's really good. But he's learnt from his father. And he couldn't get a job. And then, I mean, he tried for apprenticeships all over the place and other jobs, and he just couldn't get one. When his father died, when he was 21, he took over the taxi business. Well, it was private hire. But most of the work came from Northgate Hospital. You know, they took the nurses, because the nurses' home was a mile or, was it a mile or a mile and a half or something from the hospital. They had this, they took them in the morning and then they took them at lunchtime and then all the different shifts coming on and off, they took them. And they had the schools run as well. And then, of course, they started running down Northgate Hospital and they closed down the nurses' home. So there was half his business wiped out in one go. And then his school's run was way up into the country, quite a long way. And then that was changed. First of all, the registration went up. Then something else went up. And then two of his children from farthest away were moving. So he was going to be paid much less than that. Well, the ordinary private hire, there's so many of them. I mean, his dad had been doing it for years, but there's so many started up. He couldn't compete. And then finally, the council said, he actually had an Austin Princess, but you know Paul and his cars, that 19, I don't know what it is, the car he's got in his garage now, but he buys old cars and completely rebuilds them. It looks like a new car now. And he had an Austin Princess, which actually, it was a P-Reg. And they told him he couldn't run the service unless he bought a much newer car. And he couldn't do it because the pair of them, I mean, that business was supporting his mother as well. And between them, after they'd paid for the petrol, they were taking in less than £100 a week. And that was for the two of them. So he couldn't keep it going any longer and he had to give it up. So he's on the dole again. It's about, it's over a year since he packed in. And he's applied for hundreds of jobs. So he's applied for jobs in Washington and, you know, it's quite a long way to travel to.
I read in...
But he can just get nothing.
Just last week, Nissan had some jobs.
He wrote to Nissan. That was one of the places he wrote to.
They expected a lot of applications. They got 30,000.
Yes.
You know, it was ridiculous.
30,000.
That there had to be so many people
mm-hmm.
who needed a job.
Yes. Yes.
And they expected a lot, but they didn't expect that many.
They say unemployment's hitting the south now. But I wonder how many jobs they get that 30,000 apply for.
Mm-hmm. Sorry stated.
The teaching jobs are the same. Hundreds and hundreds applying for teaching jobs. Is that rubbish? What's this? Something from
you won't get a copy of the completed thing, will you?
No. Nope. There's bits of paper everywhere you look.
Well, I think I better
know. Whose key is this? That's not your key, is it? Sure, it's not mine.
Jim's
is on his car key ring. I'll put it there till I find out. Unless it was a loose one that was lying on here. Because Richard was...
I've got as many keys at home.
Oh, I've got...
Keys and I haven't a clue.
I've got keys to the... There's an old lady opposite. I've got keys for her... front door and back door.
Well, I've got...
She's got it, I think. Has she got a... No, I don't think she's got a key to my house now. She used to have. In case I locked myself out. And Betty had, but then we got the new front door, so only Betty now has got a spare back door key, which wasn't much good the day I'd bolted the door into the kitchen. Could only get as far as the kitchen.
Well, I've been grateful for Jessica, which
having my key because I would lock myself out at 10 or 2.
Yes.
Yeah, I get out the door and I think I've left the keys in the lock.
There's something extremely sticky on this windowsill. Ooh, it's all claggy. I don't know what they've had on there. I'll have to wash it off properly.
What happens as far as patients in hospital are concerned and when it comes to an election?
Well, if they've applied in time, they can get a postal vote. Or they can ask for someone to take them. Jim's actually running people from Comfort House there. Someone asked, it was someone who was delivering the election, the polling cards. He'd been helping his wife too, she must work for the council, and he'd been helping her. And he said, the matron at Comfort House had asked, and he'd noticed Jim's name on when he delivered ours, so he knew where they could he take him. The only thing is, in a place like that, they're more likely to be Tory. However,
where
Jim says he'll take them.
House?
It's a private nursing home. Do you know where the library is?
Yes.
You go past the library, past the ambulance station and round the corner.
I haven't been that far down there. I've only been as far as the doctor's surgery down that road.
Oh, the clinic, yes, yes, yes. No, it's further round than that. If you actually...